Praise the Lord. Let's turn our Bible to 1 Kings chapter 10. Let me read verse number 7. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse number 9. Did he say 9? Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made ye thee king to do judgment and justice. Let's pray. Father, we pray that please bless this time. Lord, please speak to our hearts. Lord, we pray that, Lord, let your name be exalted, let your name be glorified tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope we all know the background of the incident that happens in this chapter 10. Verse number 1 says, 10:1 says, the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. She came to prove him with hard questions. After King David, God chose Solomon to be a king, to sit on his throne, and to rule over his people. After the kingdom was established in Solomon's hand, he goes to a place called Gibeon. Gibeon is the place where David built an altar and he did a sacrifice to the Lord as per Lord's commandment. Let's turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse number 26. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called upon the Lord, and he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. Let's read verse number 28. At the time when David saw that the Lord had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. Verse number 29. For the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering, were at that season in the high place at Gibeon. So Gibeon is a place where David had built an altar and he did a sacrifice to the Lord. And there was also a tabernacle and the altar that was made by Moses that was still existing there in Gibeon. So Solomon goes to this place, Gibeon, to give a sacrifice to the Lord. One fine day, when you read 1 Kings chapter 3, one fine day the Lord appeared to Solomon and asked him, What do you want me to do? And the Solomon said to the Lord, Lord, you made me as a king, but you know, I'm still a child. It's written. Let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse number 7. He said, and now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father, and I am but a little child. So Solomon says, Lord, you made me as a servant, you made me as a king, but still, you know, I'm a child. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do. I don't know where to go. But Lord, the people are many in numbers. It's like a multitude. I can't handle these people. So the Lord said, okay, that makes sense. So what do you need? Lord, I need a wisdom to handle these people and an understanding heart to handle these people. Okay, the Lord replied, okay, I'll give you wisdom. I'll give you understanding of the heart. And additionally, I'll give you some bonus. I'll give you the honor and I'll give you the riches also. The Bible says that he became wise. He is wiser than any other man in the world. He was so rich. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 4, when you read, Bible says, his fame spread over all the nation. The Lord blessed in such a way that all the kings of the earth, all the people came to visit Solomon to seek his advice, to seek his counseling. Likewise, the queen of Sheba, she wanted to come and visit Solomon. But she didn't trust. Whatever she heard about Solomon, she didn't trust. Because she says in verse number 7 of chapter 10, 1 Kings chapter 10, she says, howbeit, I believed not the words until I came. She said, so she didn't believe. But she came, she thought, okay, let me go and prove whether the Solomon has really wisdom or not. So she came with the hard questions. The Bible says in chapter 10, verse number 1, it says that she came to prove, the end of the verse says, she came to prove him with hard questions. She came with the very hard questions. But because the Lord was with Solomon, he was able to clear all his hard questions. So he answered, and then the queen of Sheba was convinced, okay, whatever I heard about Solomon is true. And she saw all the riches that Solomon has, the servants, the Bible says in verse number 5, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and the apparel and his cupbearers, everything she saw. Okay, it's true. Whatever I heard about Solomon is true. Then she comes back to Solomon and says, Solomon, whatever I heard about you is true. I find it true report. Then she says, the Lord is with you. And that is the time she makes a statement, verse number 9. Blessed be the Lord. She finds there is a God. God is with Solomon. She found that the riches, the wealth, the honor, the wisdom that he had is not an ordinary. It came from the Lord. The Lord really blessed him. So she said, she testifies, blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. This queen of Sheba, before she leave, she left a wonderful warning message to Solomon and to us. Solomon, the Lord blessed you with the wealth, with the riches, with the honor, with the wisdom, everything. But remember one thing, God's focus is on something else. Let's read that verse again. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. Whenever there is a word, therefore, we need to ask, what is therefore? And why it is therefore? Therefore is a word that always stands on something. In other words, therefore is a word that always connects with something. Here, the word therefore connects with the word called because. Because there is a cause. There is a reason behind therefore. So the Bible says, because Lord loved Israel forever, therefore made he the king. So the queen of Sheba said, Solomon, everything is all right, but be careful. The wealth that you have, the wealth, the riches that you have, the wisdom that you have, that is because the Lord loved his people. The matter of the fact is, the same similar identical words was mentioned by another king. Let's go back to 1 Chronicles chapter number 2 Chronicles chapter 2 verse number 11. These are the words told by King of Tyre to Solomon. 2 Chronicles chapter 2 verse number 11. Then Hiram, the king of Tyre, answered in writing, which is sent to Solomon, because the Lord hath loved his people, he hath made thee king over them. Surprisingly, David also made the same kind of statement. Let's go back to 1 Chronicles 14, chapter 14, verse number 2. 1 Chronicles chapter 14, verse number 2. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel. Do you know why God was so zealous? Because in all these three places, we see that his people, the Lord's attention was on some people always. No matter what they're doing, still, the Lord is focusing on a certain group of people. When you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7, 6, who are these people? Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse number 6 says, they are the holy people. They are the special people. They are the chosen people. Chapter 7, verse number 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. God exalted Solomon for a specific reason. God lifted Solomon for a specific reason. God chosen Solomon as for a specific reason, because he wanted to take care of his people. But very sadly, when you read the next chapter, 1 Kings chapter 11, the Bible says that he did evil and turned back away from God, actually. Because of one man's failure, you know what happened? The kingdom was divided. The kingdom was divided. People were turned to idolatry, adultery, fornication, and the nation was captivated. Because of one man's failure, because he did not understand the real purpose or the reason behind the exaltation, the reason behind why the Lord exalted him above all men, why the Lord blessed him with so many wealth, why the Lord blessed him with so many riches. It's not for self. He failed to understand that there is a reason behind it, because there was a cause, there was a reason that the Lord exalted Solomon. Is not God kept us in that therefore status, whatever it may be? God exalted us in so many ways. Our job, finance, health, wealth, and so many things. It's not for us. It is for other people. Through us, the Lord wants to show his love to other people. Whenever, wherever there is an exaltation, let's remember that the Lord's focus, the Lord's attention is towards some other group around us. I'm going to quickly show you another person, what happened in his life when the Lord exalted him actually. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 41. We know the story of the life story of Joseph. I'm not going to explain that, narrate that. So you know what happened when he was in Egypt. He undergone so many hard times, difficult times. But there was a time where God lifted him high. The Lord exalted him high. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 41. And then the Bible says in the verse 41, "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." Verse number 43. "And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt." So he was in a over high position. The Lord showed him a favor. The Lord exalted him. But what he did after that, when he was exalted, let's go back to chapter 45. Genesis chapter 45. Verse number 4. "And Joseph said unto his brethren, Come near to me, I pray you. And they came near." The first thing Joseph did was he prayed for them. He prayed for them. Even though they did wrong to Joseph, but the Bible says that he forgave them and he made sure that he brought them near and he prayed. Not only he prayed, verse number 7, chapter 45, verse number 7 says, "And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." When he was exalted, he is saying, "Brothers, there is a purpose why God brought me to this country. There is a purpose why God elevated me. There is a purpose why God exalted me. There is a purpose why God put me in a high position, because he knows that they will come back one day and you have to take care and I have to take care." And he says, "And God sent me before." God sent me before you. When he was exalted, he understood the purpose behind it, that he has to take care of God's people one day. First he prayed, first he forgave, and he brought them near, and he prayed for you, and he prayed for them. Second, the Bible says, verse number 7, he preserved you, your posterity. He preserved the descendants of Jacob. And verse number 8 says, "So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and he hath made me a father of Pharaoh and lord of all his house. and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste and go up to my father, and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children and thy children's children, and thy flocks and the herds, and all that thou hast, and there will I nourish thee. For yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. He not only prayed, he not only preserved, he prepared something for the family of Jacob. He not only prayed, he not only preserved the descendants, he also prepared something for the family of Jacob, for God's people. Today, when Lord exalts us, when Lord lifts us in a high position, when Lord blesses us with riches, when Lord blesses us with honor, let's not forget that there is always a because behind it. There is always a reason behind it. There is always a God's purpose behind it. Anytime the Lord can lift us in therefore status, when we are at therefore status, always try to remember there is a because. There is a reason behind it, actually. Let me quickly show one more verse in New Testament. Let's go to Philippians. God exalted Joseph. Here, Philippians chapter 2. Verse number 6. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Lord Jesus Christ understood the reason behind it. He knows that God's plan of salvation is through his son Jesus Christ. As the Bible says in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loves people. Even today, Lord exalts us. God puts us in a better position. God blesses us in so many ways because God wants us to be a blessing for other people, so that the Lord's name be glorified, so that they will come to know the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ understood the because. Therefore, God exalted him and he gave the name above all the name. He came to this world to die for you and me, for the whole world, and he was bruised, was crucified on the cross, and he shed his precious blood, and he died for our sins and iniquities, and he was buried and rose again on the third day. The Bible says he was humbled. He was humbled for who? For you and me. The Bible says being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. He became like you and me. Our sins, our iniquities were bore upon him on the cross. It says, and being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He understood there is a reason behind it. He knows that the humankind will be saved through God's Son, Jesus Christ. God loves his people. The Bible says, because the Lord loved his people, therefore he made us a king. Even the same verse is applicable for you and me, that because God loves his people, there are so many peoples in and around us without the saving knowledge. The Lord exalts us, puts us in a better position. The Lord blesses in so many ways. It's not just for ourselves, because his attention is on some other people, on some other group surrounding us actually. Let's not forget that. Wherever there is an exaltation, let's remember that there is a reason behind it. Wherever you see a therefore, wherever when we go for a therefore level, let's not forget that there is a because behind it actually. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you for thy word. Father, I pray that, Lord, help us to be very careful when we are lifted up, when we are exalted, when the blessings comes upon us. Father, we pray that, Lord, we'll be very obedient and we'll be very sensitive to your voice, and we'll make sure that, Lord, that will be our attention, our whatever purposes, whatever plan that you have in us, that will be fulfilled through us, O God, Father. Once again, thank you so much. We ask all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.